Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast going to be partly cloudy, cooler today, high only around 70. In Kenosha right now, 61 degrees. It's 60 in Burlington, Milwaukee 60, 61 in Racine. We've lost two coaching legends. First, former University of Tennessee women's basketball coach Pat Summitt passed away at the age of 64. She had been suffering from Alzheimer's disease since 2011, her condition worsening in recent days. And word is just coming out, longtime NFL coach Buddy Ryan has died at the age of 82, the defensive coach for two Super Bowl championship teams, the New York Jets in 1969, and of course the 1985 Chicago Bears, later coaching the Philadelphia Eagles and Arizona Cardinals. The Best Western Harborside Inn along Kenosha's downtown lakefront is closed again because of safety code issues. More than a year ago, fire safety code shut the doors. This time, the fire department, which inspected the building, cited problems like open electrical wiring from unfinished construction work, holes in walls and ceilings, and exit doors either obstructed or locked. Division Chief Guy Santelli telling the Kenosha News, "I'm a little disappointed this hotel is even in my city," further saying it's a detriment to the guests and the citizens of Kenosha. Guests that had been staying there were relocated to other motels. Santelli says that all the problems need to be fixed before any thought is given to reopening Best Western Harborside. Materials from a couple of construction projects may soon be made available to the folks along the lakeshore in Mount Pleasant to help them shore up the crumbling bluffs, but it could be costly. Village President Jerry Garski at last night's meeting said that he's been working with the DNR to find materials to place along the lakeshore to reduce the erosion caused by the high water levels and all the wave action.
We are also talking with the DOT for some concrete up off of the zoo interchange. They got some pipes and things up there. And they also told me that the Waukegan Airport, they're ripping up some runways, so they got some thick concrete in that area.
Garski adding that homeowners would likely have to pay the cost of moving the concrete and other items to place it on the lakeshore. At least a dozen homes along Mount Pleasant's lakeshore, plus several others from Kenosha County all the way north to Milwaukee, being threatened by the erosion along the lake bluffs. State Department of Transportation has started restoration work on three different segments of Highway 11 in Racine County. The total price tag is about $2.3 million. That work includes the intersection of the West Frontage Road and 58th Road. That's now underway. Highway C to 71st Drive in Union Grove will start next week. And from 92nd Street in Sturtevant to just west of Green Bay Road in Mount Pleasant, that'll begin mid-July. Motorists are being urged to find alternate routes or to be prepared for slowdowns or to stop entirely at some point. Flaggers will be at needed locations. In Fond du Lac County, the fate of Kenosha truck driver Dennis Brantner, accused of murdering Sturtevant's Barrett Beck in 1990, is now in the hands of a jury. There was a packed courtroom for the closing arguments yesterday, including members of Beck's family. Defense attorney Craig Powell said that no one can actually put Brantner in Fond du Lac at the time that Barrett Beck was killed, but District Attorney Eric Toney asked the jury to rely on the physical evidence and the testimony.
That's what we're talking about. Not speculation, not guesswork, physical evidence. Fingerprint evidence.
He said the defense theory of a master criminal setting Brantner up made no sense. Toney offering his own theory that Brantner had stumbled across Beck as she was changing her clothes in her van and strangled her with the pantyhose she had purchased at a Fond du Lac store. Racine's Finance and Personnel Committee supports a police department school safety partnership with Racine Unified after the legal and financial review that took place took a little longer than expected, at least according to some. Chief Art Howell says it's going to enhance the efforts in the schools where liaison officers have been for years, also to help coordinate the department's efforts at crime prevention.
By virtue of having people staffing these areas, your call for service volume is actually diminished because these administrator that we're going to reassign, we believe that having this person oversee what happens in the school system is going to actually relieve us from having to answer calls for service because they're already there.
Aside from the city attorney making sure the language was right, Finance Director Dave Brown had to run the numbers on salary and benefits and percentages to be paid by the city. The recommendation going to the council next week, the school board has yet to vote on the agreement. The town board in Raymond moving quickly to replace Fire Chief Alan Babe, who was sworn in a week ago tonight as the new chief in the city of Burlington. The decision in favor of 2004 Park High School graduate Adam Smith, who's been with the Raymond Fire Department for 10 years, was most recently the assistant chief. After being vacant for more than 6 months, the Village of Mount Pleasant last night filled the finance director's job. The village board, after a closed session, unanimously voting to hire Kay Magar, who is right now the finance director in Suamico, a village near Green Bay. Her salary will be $105,000 a year. Position's been vacant since the sudden departure last winter of Terry Gayhart, who entered into what was termed a separation agreement with the village after having held the job for less than 2 years. Governor Scott Walker with an invitation-only media-barred listening session in Summers yesterday, one of dozens he's holding in advance of the budget preparations. Participants said that about 60 people attended that 90-minute get-together at the Summers Town and Village Hall. Area legislators, Democrats, and Republicans had the chance to submit to the governor's office names of people who might be interested in attending. Then the governor's office issued the invitations. Senator Bob Wirch could have attended if he wanted, but the Kenosha Democrats stayed away. He called the whole thing a sham.
I believe in basic democracy and free speech. And neither one of those concepts were practiced by the governor. Invitation-only listening sessions are a sham, a con job on the public.
Meanwhile, Representative Tom Unstead, a Democrat, he did attend, said there was nothing really of any substantive value that took place, just some general comments. And the governor's office didn't return any calls for comment, but said that they do these kinds of things so that it promotes thoughtful discussion, not shouting matches. The Guessmacher 3-on-3 basketball tournament has been a staple on the lakefront in Racine for the past 6 years. It's not going to happen this year. Lack of volunteers, according to the event chairman Steve Bozzo, with the sponsoring law firm of Habish, Habish & Rotier. Last year, the tournament was held by Gateway Technical College in early August. About 140 teams, including women competing, such notables as NBA veteran and Racine native Karan Butler and retiring St. Catharines coach Bob Letch, providing some additional attention to the dunk contest. The next closest Guessmacher tournament is Sheboygan. That's August the 6th and the 7th. Speaking of Bob Letch, of course, you think of him. You think of St. Catharines boys basketball. He's retiring, though. 72 years old. 2 years ago, he was almost forced out, but that community uprising led to his return. He leaves with 661 wins. His play-by-play guy on many of the games, Dick Rassefa, says Bob Letch, a great X's and O's coach.
I call games where if you based it on the 10 boys that were on the floor, and you'd say, well, that other team's got more talent, but he'd find a way. You know, he'd find a way to out-coach the other guy and get the victory. So I think that's what really made him a good coach.
You may get to hear Bob Letch doing color work on WRJN high school basketball games this fall, saying that the two he worked this past year were fun. And he could have easily been called Racine's Great Dane for what Peter Bach presented to the community with his radio show on WRJN from 1928 to 1970, and what he did to promote the Danish culture.
I want to convey our sincere appreciation for your many kind expressions of goodwill toward our Danish radio and for your true friendship, which I treasure very much.
Peter Bach Plaza was dedicated years ago at the southwest corner of Washington Avenue and West Boulevard. It recently underwent construction for the new DeVita Dialysis Building, but Wednesday afternoon, the plaza, a monument, and a new drinking fountain will be dedicated honoring Peter Bach, who passed away in 1974. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. We keep our newscast there in the local news section. At WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.